check one thing with you without a camera.
Yeah, sure.
One is this military aid to Iran that Iran might be giving to West Pakistan. The only way we can really do it, not legal. Strictly speaking, the only way we can do it is to tell the Shah to go ahead through a back channel, to go ahead. He sent you a message saying he's eager to do it as long as we don't, the damn press doesn't know about it and we keep our mouths shut.
Right.
So the thing to do is to say to him...
Is he not telling America? That's the thing. I don't want that.
No, he's as interested in that as we. The only thing to do is to say, go ahead. We'll have to say we didn't know about it, but we'll cover it as soon as we can.
Sure, how do we cover it?
By giving him some extra aid next year.
Do it.
I think it should be.
I don't know anything about it for next year. I want to give it to them. Let's just put it this way. As I look at the Mideast, I think we need a stronger anchor in that way anyway, and I'm determined at this moment that aid to Iran should substantially be increased next year.
Good.
Now that's something.
Excellent.
That's what you put in your record right away.
Exactly.
Go back and say that I am very concerned about seeing it. With the instability and as a result of the instability in Pakistan, and we've got to strengthen Iran. Okay.
Right. And the second point, Mr. President, is we are announcing today this $84 million cut off of aid to India. And it has the great advantage that the category we are cutting, we can cut for both, because there's only $4 million for Pakistan in that particular account. And I think the only hope we now have, now state is probably going to go through its procrastination fan dance, the only hope we now have is to go balls out on all of these things and to hit early. Rather, everything we've done up to now has been 3 days too late. I'm not, you ordered it at the earliest possible moment. Now state is actually not opposing it yet. We were going to do it at noon, and they had the good excuse that the Indian ambassador was with Rajas at noon, and therefore to delay it. It also shouldn't come out of the NSC meeting as a decision, because that gives it too much importance. We should do it as a routine announcement around 2 o'clock.
That's fine.
That's state.
Then I'll tell them at the NSC meeting I want it done at 2 o'clock on state.
Just say, you understand that this decision is being announced at state.
I will come on. No, I'll just say it. Is that being announced? And if Rogers raises a question, I don't think he will. Pass that on.
Yes, I say you understand that it's being
both India too, and Pakistan too.
Well, just say the $86 million.
But does it cut?
Just say you won't.
Sure, the goddamn Pakistanis know that we're not trying to cut them.
They're not being cut. We've studied this very carefully. It cuts $86.8 million of aid to India, and the comparable aid to Pakistan is in humanitarian categories, which are not affected by it, so nothing will be cut to Pakistan. We prepared a very tough background, a very tough briefing.
Yeah.
The advantage, Mr. President, is that...
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw...
Excuse me, if you're ready, Mr. President, I'll let the cameras come in ahead of time before Congress so they can see you coming in.
Well, they want him in here. Well, I don't think they can just take a picture and they leave. Because I got to talk to him about a couple of things.
All right.
We don't want any conversation. He's been in several. You probably don't understand. We've had two or three conversations. He's been in other meetings, so they don't need conversation. If he comes in and they get to know him. 2 minutes.
All right.
2 minutes to show his presence in the office.
Go ahead. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I saw Voronov yesterday, and I really rubbed an eye back to him about Soviet participation. And we're sending a note that you dictated today over to Brezhnev.
I don't know whether they're doing it, but goddamn them, they haven't done anything yet.
Well, but we haven't really hit them as soon as we
can.
My worry is, Mr. President, that every time that we may get into a summer 1970 situation if we don't show some firmness with them now. Every time we've been tough with them, they've backed off.
Right.
hardly as completely a board on these